You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It wasn't until I saw this document written in America by American Muslims that I understood what was really going on, a strategy to infiltrate and dominate America. We all know about terrorism. This is the war you don't know about.
That's Dr. Zudi Jasser, host of a film called The Third Jihad, which over an hour and 20 minutes makes the case that there are radical Islamic forces in the country calling for the destruction of America. The film was produced by the Clarion Fund. That's a nonprofit group who've made other documentaries attacking Muslims, and was shown to New York City Police Department trainees during officer training programs dealing with counterterrorism. When that news broke last January, the police initially said the film had only been shown one time and not as part of the training curriculum. But this week, following a Freedom of Information request, the Brennan Center for Justice revealed that the video may have been viewed by nearly 1,500 officers over a period of 3 months during training breaks. Joining me now on the phone is the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner for Public Information, Paul Brown. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Last year, the NYPD sent an email to a reporter for our partner, WNYC, saying the video had been shown only once and was rejected for training. Now, as you just heard me say in the intro, the FOIA request from the Brennan Center says no, it was shown to 1,500 officers over a period of 3 months, and that that wasn't true.
Actually, I said it was... Back in January of 2011, I said it was shown a couple of times under the circumstances you described in a break room. It was shown there, but after I made that inquiry with our own trainers, the head of the police academy, examined it further, and 2 months after my inquiry, in response to a press inquiry, they determined that it had been put on a sergeant had put it on a loop in a break room, sort of on a TV screen on a loop, and that during that period, the third platoon, in other words, one shift, a total of over 1,400 officers had used that break room to fill out paperwork and were exposed to that video during that three-month period.
What is the NYPD's view of this video now, that it was that it's appropriate or inappropriate?
Over the top and something. When I saw it, I actually saw it for the first time when I got the inquiry about it being controversial. Back in 2007, when I was approached by the producer who had, you know, very good bona fides, a former producer for NBC Dateline, who had worked on security matters in the Clinton administration, you know, approached us and said they wanted to talk about ongoing terrorism plots against New York and the U.S. and what they described as the current threat matrix. And I agreed. And regret that, considering I thought that somebody with those credentials would have produced a more objective production.
All right.
That turned out not to be the case.
All right, Paul Brown.
What happened is
Paul Brown, I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate your time. That's Paul Brown, NYPD's Deputy Commissioner for Public Information. We want to turn now to Liza Goitein. She's from the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University, who obtained the release of the documents through a Freedom of Information request. The documents that showed that indeed the film was not shown once, but on a loop, as Paul Brown just said. Liza, you just heard from the NYPD Deputy Commissioner, Paul Brown. Can you tell us more about what officers would have seen in this film? Why in your view, is it inappropriate?
Well, I think that it has been acknowledged to be inappropriate by the NYPD, by Commissioner Kelly, by Mayor Bloomberg. So I'm not sure what I can add, and I actually think it's probably better for your listeners to judge for themselves. They can go to the website for the New York Times, look at the story from yesterday, and there's a link to the film. So I don't know how productive it is for me to further characterize
Fair enough.
The film. I think the concern really is the process. that led to the showing of this film, which basically everyone acknowledges at this point should not have been shown. And it raises the questions of whether there are, you know, proper oversight and accountability mechanisms in place.
People, you said, can view the film and judge for themselves if it's anti-Muslim propaganda. But what do you fear is the result here in practical terms? These officers are not children. So viewing a film like this as part of, even if it's on in the break room, as Paul Brown just said, what do you fear is the damage from having this shown?
There are many ways to look at it, but perhaps the simplest way to look at it is that we want our police force to be effective in fighting terrorism. We want our police force to be following evidence-based methods and best practices. And you know, to say the least, material like this is counterproductive in that regard. And so, again, that's still another reason why we want to see more oversight in place, just to be sure that the NYPD is following these best practices and is going to be effective in fighting terrorism and isn't chasing down these false leads.
Liza Goitin of the Brennan Center for Justice. Any evidence, as far as you know, that other police departments across the U.S. Have shown or are showing either this film, The Third Jihad, or ones like it? I would assume the marketers of this film have tried to get it into other police departments.
There's a major concern that state and local police departments, which are now increasingly engaged in counterterrorism efforts and intelligence gathering efforts, rather than sort of their, at least recently, their historic sort of beat cop role, are operating without the level of oversight and accountability that we have at the federal level for the FBI and for other counterterrorism agencies. As a result, yes, there have been some disturbing reports of some training materials that, again, are just going down the wrong track being shown at the state and local level.
Liza Goitin is co-director for the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. You can watch the controversial film The Third Jihad on our website, thetakeaway.org. After you watch it, give us your take on the website, what you think about the film, and whether it's appropriate for police departments to be viewing it.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.